Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Welcome to Prophetic Atmosphere. I thank God for you, you, and you, that you have taken time out of your schedule to join me this evening at the Master's Table so that we all can sup together, hearing what thus saith the Lord, preparing our hearts and our minds, getting ready to pursue, amen, all that God has designed and destined for us. Before I get into the word on tonight, I just want to go into the announcements for this evening, amen, and then just get right into this word. I just want to take my time on tonight and just kind of let the Holy Spirit do as he wants to do, but I want you all to have, amen, your minds and your hearts ready, your cups empty, ready to hear what thus saith the Lord, and not just hear, people of God, but be prepared to walk in obedience to the word of the Lord. Amen. Too often we hear a lot of messages, but if willing and obedient, according to the word of God, you shall eat the good of the land. Amen. And this is the day that we must walk in obedience. I don't care how much prophetic word that has come forth over your life. I don't care how many people have spoken it. Until the day that you come and walk into obedience unto what thus saith the Lord, until you are willing, amen, to do all what he says and accept in your heart, in your mind to do, if you're willing to walk it out, amen, in spite of everything, then you shall see the hand of God consistently move on your behalf, amen. I did not say we were going to be perfect. I didn't say we were going to always dot every I and cross every T. Amen. But as you are continuously pressing towards the price of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, as you are continually towards the will of the Father, the way of the Father, constantly seeking his mind in everything that you do. Amen. You shall begin to manifest his glory within the earth. And I want to encourage all of you out there. Amen. I know social media is almost like primary. Amen. It has become very prevalent in many of our lives. Social media has, for some of us, has become our news, our focal point, our stage, amen. Many of us, our personal pulpit, amen. It's become our lobby. It has been, social media has become everything to many who would not have a voice. Social media has given voices to those who normally would not have, because you are making changes, amen, in the world and causing people to think and causing people, challenging people and pursuing, having people pursue after truth and righteousness, amen. But then there are those that have taken social media, amen, and have used it to beat and batter and curse and send out false doctrine and false word and just confuse the people of God. We have sent out words that have, we've used it to, you know, put out our personal feelings and our isms and fears and doubts and unbeliefs, and we have used it to rant and rave and bash and try to utterly destroy people's character. We have used social media in a way that normally that you would confront certain people about how you really feel. I should say things that have been said on social media, if you would confront the person that you are really speaking to, you really wouldn't have 2 cents to say to them because it would just take that conversation or that confrontation to a whole other level that many people aren't ready to deal with. But we use social media, amen, to hide, or I should say throw the rock and hide our hands. And so I just want to just say, people of God, we have to be careful with reading that social media. We have to be careful that social media does not become our crutch, does not become our own personal churches, because many of us are using our Facebook and our Twitter and our social cams and our Instagram as our own personal church. What church do you go to? I go to the church of Twitter, where Bishop Facebook, you understand what I'm saying? So you can't live off of that. The Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we cannot get so caught up and start using Facebook as our own personal Bible that we forget that there is a real Bible. We can't use social media and following people that you do not have any type of background, any type of, you're not able to see and know the lives that these people are living. The old folks used to say in the day before people would go up and say that they were ready to call or were ready to preach and minister, they would go to their pastor and say that I feel the call of God on my life, and the pastor say amen and would begin to challenge them and begin to teach and train them. But all the while the teaching and training is going on, the old folks would look at your life. They would see how you live. Amen. Outside of the walls on Sunday and Tuesday and Wednesday. In other words, we look at your life outside of the revival, outside of your Sunday service that you do. We see you in the community. We look at how you respond to your wife or your spouse, your husband. We look at how you treat your kids. We look at where you are when you say that God called you, and we begin to look at your life and see, have you been making any changes? Is there any growth? Do we see any fruit manifesting in your life? Are you seeking him? Are you praying? Are you showing up at Bible study? Are you showing up at prayer time when there is nobody watching you? What are you doing? Amen. And you may be able to hide from everybody else, but the Bible says that the Lord's eyes roam to and fro, amen, in the earth. Fool everybody, but you can't fool God. And so I just want to just encourage, challenge, you know, begin to just kind of put a bug in people's ears, if I want to use that word, just to begin to kind of like help us to stay focused, amen. We must stay focused to the true word of God, and that even includes, amen, our opinions. We really, amen, must begin to weigh our opinions against the word of God. And if your opinion, amen, really does not stand up to the word of God, you have to get rid of your opinion. And too often, many of us that are in Christendom, we pretty much hold our opinion and our perception higher than we do the word of God, because we feel strongly about a thing or a situation. We'll begin to teach it and begin to push it as though God is sanctioning. But when you begin to compare it to his word, you will see that it's completely opposite of what you feel or think. And when I come to that place, amen, that what I feel or think is higher than the authority of the word of God, then I have to sit myself down, sit my opinion down, sit my perception down, amen, and begin to raise up the standard of the word of God. Amen. Real quick, announcements are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast with Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself. On Thursday nights, join me, 7 p.m., for Prophetic Atmosphere. You can hear every broadcast live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is our website. We do ask and that you would pray, seek the face of God, and become a vision partner financially or a prayer partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. If any of you would like information concerning the church, prayer requests, you want to leave that, or if you would like a pastor or myself to come minister at your church, go to our website, as you're on our website, www.cc2, our contact us page. Click there, go down third of the way, click on that, fill out the information, amen, and someone will get in contact with you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen. We also ask that you would pray about helping us to help the ministries that God has given us overseas. They too have a purpose, a destiny, a will to fulfill in the kingdom of God. And not only do they need your prayers, but they also need your financial support as well. And please pray about supporting those ministries that we have. Those are also located on our website as well. We are doing some upgrades, but just letting you know, we are still active and live. So please go there right now and begin to become a blessing to this ministry. I want to also let you know that Christ the King, Redemptive Ministries, and Women of Prophetic Destiny have a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page. Like us there. Amen. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Amen. And just let us hear from you and just be a blessing. Thank you. Amen. Those are the announcements for this evening. Now let us pray, and then let us get right into this word. Amen. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we thank you, praise you, glorify you, we worship you. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Lord, I just thank you right now for your power, your glory, and your strength. Father, even now, as we begin to seek after your face, I would just invite your presence, your Holy Spirit in this place. Move by your anointing and your power. Touch the lives of your people right now in Jesus' name. Even now, Father, I ask for all forgiveness. We just begin to fall upon our face and ask that you would wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Cleanse us in your blood. Cleanse us in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would just wash our minds, wash our hearts, wash our souls, wash our opinions, wash our motives in the blood of Jesus. God, help us to seek after you like we never have before. God, put prayer, the desire to pray, the desire to obey, the desire to fulfill your purpose in our lives. Help us, God, to lay aside every weight and sin and excuse that so easily besets us, to the reason why we can't produce, to the reason why we can't overcome, to the reason why we can't believe, to the reason why we can't be healed. God, in Jesus' name right now, give us the strength, God. Bring your healing power. Give us the strength, God, to begin to stand up and begin to take our in the earth realm God, be help us to begin to stand up and take our authority, God, and begin to speak as you would speak. Speak the word over our lives. Begin to speak those things that be not as though they were, to watch you manifest in the earth, and most of all, to get all the glory. Father, help us also to be patient, Father, not to move too quick to the left or to the right, but to stand and to speak after you, to allow you to lead our feet, allow you to lead our pathway, Father, in the direction that you have designed and ordained for us to go. Help us to not get caught up in what everybody else is doing. Help us not to be sidetracked and to get off focus to what everybody else is doing. What you're doing for them, bless them. Amen and hallelujah. But God, you have a purpose for us. Help us to stand strong. Help us to remain faithful. Help us to stay in our own lane. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now we break off the spirit of competition. We break off the, in Jesus' name, God, we break the chains of every excuse that we have used to cause us not to have our feet to move. God, we break every excuse, Father, that the enemy has plagued our mind with to the reason why the fruit has refused to produce. In the name of Jesus, Father, I speak right now into the spirit of every man and woman that you have called forth in this season, every man and woman that you have laid your hand up on, I begin to speak into their spirit man now. I begin to speak life. I tell you to arise. I tell you that the chains are broken. I tell you that the bands are loose, that the gates have been destroyed. Come out of the cave. Come out of Lodibar. Come out of the pit, even in your mind. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. I command you to open up your mouth, man of God. Begin to prophesy to your surroundings. I command you to open up your mouth, woman of God. Begin to prophesy to your surroundings. Begin to establish. Let your feet be established on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Begin to take your authority and your place in him in the name of Jesus. This is your time to be repositioned from defeat to victory. This is your time to be repositioned from defeat to victory in the name of Jesus. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Begin to take your authority. Begin to stand firm. Let no other voices speak opposite of what God has spoken unto you in the name of Jesus. He has not forgot his promises. He has not forgot his purpose in your life. He has not forgotten what he has spoken over you. He shall perform it. He shall do it. But you have to take the first step in faith. Even now, I call for faith out of the ashes. I call for faith to rise. I call for the belief to rise. I call for belief in God to rise, belief in his word to rise, belief in his promises to rise. In the name of the Almighty Jesus, we take the chains off of your mouth. We take the chains off of your ears. We take the chains off of your necks. We break the yokes in Jesus' name. You are free to walk in liberty and purpose. You are free to walk in his design. You are free to walk in his statute. Go forth now and do what God has called you to do. Go forth now and do what God has called you to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your name now. We thank you for healing bodies. We thank you for delivering minds. God, we thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, which guards our heart and mind. We thank you, God, that you're renewing prayers. We thank you, God, that you're re-impregnating, spiritually re-impregnating your people. God, we thank you that you're opening up blind eyes now. We thank you that deaf ears are being unstopped in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the glory. We thank you for the glory. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your glory. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen again. Wherever you are, man and woman of God, just begin to just give him praise and glory for what God has done, is doing, and continuously will do in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Tonight, people of God, I want to just kind of, amen, the Lord has asked me one more time. He keeps telling me to just go back and remind my people what I have already spoken unto them. And that I definitely want to do. We have to sometimes just be re-reminded of what God has spoken. Just a reminder, because we tend to get caught up in what everybody else is doing. We tend to get caught up in how everybody else seems to be moving and shaking, and we're so busy watching them that we ourselves have forgot to move. We ourselves have forgot to take the first step. If you were with me the last couple of weeks, amen, you know that I have spoke about that it is still a new day. We talked about that. We all the messages have just kind of been reconfirmation and reconfirming, amen, what God has already spoken to us. And even tonight, with the time that I have left, I want to go into the book of Joshua on tonight. Thank you, Lord. I want to go into the book of Joshua, chapter 8, and we're going to start at the first verse. Book of Joshua, chapter 8, starting at first verse. Amen, amen. Just taking a, waiting for my my information to catch up with me. I should say, great. We love technology, don't we? Amen. I just want people to be encouraged on tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's do this. Since we are, I'm going to take a turn in it. I'm going to take a small, quick turn in it. Amen. We were talking about, since it is Easter week or Resurrection week, amen, which is very, very, this is like a high time when it comes into Christendom. Amen. If nothing else, and I love, it's so funny, I was teasing with my husband. I said, if people can't never preach, this would be the most time that you need to get the best preach, that you get the best word that you could get on, is because the bottom line is that Jesus lives and he's risen. Amen. And I definitely want to go into those scriptures just to talk about what God, just to really understand about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And we must really know that because he got up, you can get up. Because he has given, because he has all power, and you have the Holy Ghost living on this side of you, you too have power. And that's one thing that the child of the Most High must get deep down in their spirit, is that you have power. And until you recognize you have power, the enemy
will run roughshod all over you. And he can throw anything at you. Life will just tear you up or tear you a new one because we don't understand the power that he has given us. Help us, Jesus. Listen, go with me to, let's see, let's go to John 1 first. Let's start off with that. Book of John, chapter 1. And the Word. That's all powerful in itself. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Now, the first thing that we have to understand, amen, is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And while he became flesh, which is who is but Jesus, when Jesus, the Word of God, when he became flesh, he came among us. He wrapped himself up, came down through 42 generations, amen, beheld us, and we beheld him full of grace and glory. The Word. First of all, you have to understand that in order to have power, or in order to have resurrection power, you have to have the Word on the inside of you. The Word, which is Jesus, has to become real to you. It can't be something that is just being read off the books. It can't be something that we just hear in Sunday school, hear in Bible study, hear every Sunday service, amen, or hear on special occasions like we use Easter or Resurrection Day. We can't use it to hear it and then we walk away not learning how to apply or recognize what God has really done or what Jesus has really done for us and realizing that power or that authority he has given us. But here's the thing. He didn't just give it to you so that you could just show forth of everybody, look at what I can do. Look at what he has done. Look at how great and grand I am. He gave you that authority, amen, so that you can begin to birth other disciples, and not only that, to fulfill his ultimate kingdom assignment in the earth. He says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The Bible says in Isaiah 45, and even verse 2, he says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. When Jesus came and walked among his creation, it was already preordained or predestined all the way through from the Old Testament until his manifestation, which was in the New. Today, amen. He is still revealing his glory to those who want to know him, who want to know him greater. The Bible says, I want to know you greater in your resurrection power. And those who want to know him greater, amen, than just the God of provision. I talked about that last week. We have to come to a point where Jesus is more important than paying my light and my gas bill. We have to begin to have a desire to know him more than just getting us out of tough places, knowing us more than getting my child out of jail and knowing him more than paying my car note and my house note. He's greater than that. And we have to realize that his glory, he reveals himself to those who really want to know him. He desires to reveal himself greater than you wish to know him. But you have to have a desire to begin to know him. We all say we want the power of God, but are you really ready for him to reveal his glory to you? Because any time that God begins to unveil himself, or if he allows his anointing comes before you, Jesus unveils himself every time, or when he unveils himself and he begins to show himself to you, are you prepared, amen, to behold his glory? Because everybody is not at that place where they can behold his glory. We see it on a daily basis is that people have, at one time were seeking God with everything that they had within them, wanted nothing but him, what he can do, you know, how he was about, how can I become more, you know, more like him. I want to be more like him. And as he began to unveil himself before them, as he began to bring more revelation to them, manifesting his glory through them, then somewhere along the line, if they were not careful, amen, they got off focus and they began to feel that they were the word and that they became the ones that were sent and dwelt among men and that they were the ones who only God can use to bring glory to others. Instead of realizing that he was here to bring glory and resurrection power to all who believe. Well, so how do we go, how do we deal with that? Well, Matthew 6. Now, actually, I want to do this. John, verses 4, and I believe it's 34. One thing we have to realize is when it comes to resurrection power, you have to have a full understanding that it is no longer about you. Jesus said, the enemy came and he found nothing in me. Why was he unable to find anything in him? Because as he spoke to his disciples in a few passages before, he said, my food, amen, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. My reason for living, my purpose of existence, my drive, my zeal, my passion is to do the will of him, God, who sent me, Christ, and to finish his work. So if Christ, the resurrected one, is living on in each and every one of us, then our mantra must also be this same mantra or his mantra, that our food, our will, our zeal, our purpose, our design, our reason for being is to do the will of him that sent us and to finish the work that is in the earth. And that is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to comfort those who are comfortless, to begin to be his hands and his feet within the earth. But not only are we doing that, we're also working on ourselves and working on our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. What around you? What around you needs to be resurrected? I want to ask that question because for some of us, we've been trying to resurrect some things in our lives that God never intended for them to be brought back to life again. And we're running around trying to resurrect. But as he's given you that power, he didn't give you that power to resurrect things that needed to die and be killed off permanently. He gave you that power so that you can resurrect what the enemy has killed or what the enemy is trying to destroy. He's giving you that power to go back, as they say, into the enemy's gate, his camp, and begin to call back and pull back those things that God has given, God has spoken. He's given you that power and that authority in Christ Jesus, in his name, to begin to rebuke death off of people, rebuke death off of things that the enemy is designing to never come alive, never to be voiced, never to bring God glory, when its whole purpose and reason for being is to give God the glory. Well, so you thought that just having that power, that resurrection power, was just so that you can get all the accolades, huh? We really got to get a full understanding. Here we have, let's do this. I want to go to another passage of Scripture, 42. Matthew 17, 20 and 17, excuse me. Let's go to 20 and 17. He said, now Jesus going up to Jerusalem took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day, he will rise again. And the third day he will rise again. Remember, I was talking about the resurrection power. Well, one thing I realized about resurrection power, before something can be resurrected, it has to be died. It has to die. There's death in it. Before something can be resurrected, there's usually death there. Before something can be revived, it has to die. And too often, many of us, how should I say this? God is trying to get many of us to die to this flesh, die to our desires. Well, prophets, every time you get on this line, you're talking about somebody got to die. Well, yeah, we do, because there's always something in your flesh or your personality or your mind, your thoughts, amen, that is contrary to what God is doing and saying about your life or about just life in general according to his word. And we have to daily, Paul says, I die daily, which means we got to do the same thing. We got to die daily. So it's not about your feelings. It's not about your emotions. It's not about your perception. It's not about, well, what they did to me, and they should never said that, and they should never do that, and they don't know who I am, and my people, and my family, and this and that and the other. It says, I die daily. And too often, Christ is trying to get many of us to just surrender and die. We keep hollering about resurrection, but he can't even get you to die so that you can be resurrected. He can't get you to just finally just put down and say, give him that yes he wants so that you can be resurrected. He said that word, even resurrection, means a state, the state of one risen from the dead, or the word revival, to revive, to renew. And being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So in order for something to be resurrected, it has to die. And some of us are fighting the death process. So therefore, while we're fighting the death process, nothing can be resurrected in your life. Nothing can be resurrected around you because you refuse to die. You refuse to be renewed. You refuse to be revived because you're still trying to hold on to what was and what is to come and how is it going to be when I get done with it. And then they can't change me. They can't save me. They can't shake me. They don't know me. They don't know who they're messing with. I can just lay Jesus on, put him up on the shelf for about 5 seconds, and you will get all the, hold up. Will the real Christian please stand up? I'm not saying we got to be a punk. I'm not saying you got to be, a doormat to anybody. But more often than not, we should see the side of humility first and primary at all stands before it goes to another level. And truthfully, the reality is it almost should never go to another level. Instead of trying to curse, we need to bless. Instead of trying to break, we need to heal. Instead of trying to take in the high road, instead of trying to make people see what you've done to me, we just need to forgive. That word revival, and I do like it, says a period in which something becomes popular, reading out of the Merriam Dictionary, a period in which something becomes popular again after a long period of time, or the growth of something or an increase in the activity of something after a long period of no growth or activity. God is a God of life. God is a God of growth. God is a God of produce, production. When I talked about in January, when January 2013 came in, I said this is the season or the year that we need to be producing. So whatever God has already spoken to you, in you, through you, over you, however you want to look at it, you should be in a place of producing that very thing or thing that he has spoken to you. For some of you, he's spoken to you. These things have been with you so long or in you, as they would say, in your belly for so long that many things dust have crept over it. And for some things, we just said, you know what, it's not going to manifest. So we just allowed it to die. We wouldn't feed it. We wouldn't give it life. When I say feed it, I'm talking about feed it by the word, feed it by prayer, feed it by fasting, feed it by encouragement, feed it by even taking the plan or the idea and writing it down, feeding it by telling men and women of God or getting around people that were positive, that believed in the vision or in the dream or whatever God has placed in you. We don't get around people that will speak life around us and in us. We get around folks that are just speaking death to us, that are speaking it'll never happen. They have that crab mentality and spirit and personality to pull you down and have you thinking that, you know, if it was really up to them, they would have you thinking that God never even chose you. So in all that process, we have allowed things, the gifts, allowed them to have no activity. But in when God begins to speak resurrection, and we are in Easter, or we are in Resurrection Sunday, and I know when Apostle gets online, he's going to take it to another level. But we have to understand that when Jesus died, when he went through his process of death, he allowed himself, he took himself all the way to the end. I read the scripture before, my will is to do, is to, or my food is to do the one who sent me and to complete his work. He was willing to lay, he laid down his life for prayer. He laid it down. He gave up the ghost. And now he's coming to a place where he's like, listen, this is the time. And on the third day, I will rise again. He will rise again. Now, the same God that rose Jesus from the dead is the same God that lives on the inside of you and me, child of God. And whatever, whatever, if you're willing, somebody need to make up in their mind today, you got to be willing to die. You got to be willing to take yourself to the cross. I challenge you by Sunday, before resurrection, I just challenge you, as you go before him, just ask the Lord, what is it? What is it or those things that I refuse to let die, that I keep trying to resuscitate, that I keep trying to pop up, that I keep trying to cause to live? If you go before him this weekend, before Sunday, and begin to talk to him, I mean, as the kids would say, make it 100. If you make it 100 between you and Jesus and get real, because if you're real, he will definitely get real with you. For many of us, we don't even have to, we just have to get real with ourselves. We already know what those issues are. We already know what those things are that we refuse to let die. But I challenge you, man of God, woman of God, child of the King, I challenge you, go before the Master. Ask him to talk to you and tell you, what are those things that you refuse to let go? Is it trust? Is it lack of trust? You refuse to trust him? You refuse to trust his word? Is it fear? Is it doubt? Is it unbelief? Is it a bad attitude? Is it a super sensitive spirit? Can't nobody say anything to you? Can't nobody correct you? Is it rebellion? Whatever it is. Refusing to be submissive, obedient, whatever it is. And as the Holy Ghost begins to reveal it to you, lay it at that altar. Let it die. Kill it before Sunday gets here. Kill it. Do whatever you got to do, but kill it. The enemy hold you another day. But then on the third day, when Sunday gets here, that same power, that same resurrection power that went to the cross and raised Jesus from the dead over 2,000 years ago is still alive and vibrant today. That same power he has given you that lives on the inside of you. And whatever, hear me when I say it, whatever God has spoken shall be performed, shall not die. You can cause it to live. You speak to it. You lay hands on it. You pray on it. You begin to birth it out, whatever you got to do. But ask him. That same power, that same resurrection power, as he got up, you too can get up. It's not meant for you to lay there another day. Not another day. It says here, that word revival, a restoration. Ooh, I like that. I like it. A restoring. Renewed interest. Renewed attention. Renewed validity. When God, when Jesus begins to touch something, it cannot stay in its place. See, too often what we, what some of us do is that touch and we get charged. But we allow the charge to die. Just like your phone has to be charged every night in order to get 100%. But as the day goes on and as you use it every day, for whatever reason you're using it for, that charge goes down. And it's your responsibility to put it back on the charger so that it can receive its next charge. Same way in Christendom, same way with Christianity or this relationship with God. You have to have a relationship. That means you have to get in prayer to get recharged. You have to get in prayer to get renewed. You have to get in prayer so that you can keep up that level that you have. Receiving that touch, receiving that charge, that power, that electric force, receiving that word from God saying, this is it, go forth, do whatever you got to do, I'm with you, amen. It's your time, we all go through it, it's your time, it's your season, da-da-da-da, we go through all of that. But we have to understand that once we receive that next charge, God gives us that charge, and then he expects us to start producing. And it is our responsibility, amen, to get back into his space in prayer, in private time, in the word, so that we can continuously keep that charge up. Many of us, what we do is we just try to go off the feeling of the charge, whether that pastor, the apostle, or that fivefold men, they lay hands, we fall out, we roll on the floor, we go through our gymnastics, but then we don't do anything with that power. We don't do anything with that charge. We don't do anything with that word. We don't do anything. We sit there and we let the battery go down, and then we see you again next week or the week after next, and you're back in the same state than when you first started, or even worse. This year, this Sunday in 2014, don't just let this be the normal jump and shout. Don't let this be the gymnastics that we go through and find ourselves sitting right back on our same bench with our legs crossed or our arms crossed, amen, doing nothing, where they found us in the same place collecting dust. Let this year, from Sunday moving forward, let your charge be continuous. Let your charge be continuous. Don't let this be a season that you die out. Don't let this be a season where you just once again do the same. Oh, I feel good. I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to make some changes this time. In other words, put the boots to the ground. Put your hands to the pencil. In other words, restore yourself. Keep yourself constantly renewed. Keep yourself constantly revived. Whatever it is you have to do, stay in his face so that you can walk in that resurrect and remain walking in that resurrection power. Because in Acts 10 and 40 it says, him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly. God wants to raise you up, woman of God. He wants to raise you up, man of God. He wants to raise me up, you up, us up. He wants to raise us up and show us openly. Don't let the vision die in you. Don't let the book die in you. Don't let the purpose die in you. Don't let the ministry die in you. Don't let it die in you. Raise up. Allow God to raise you up. Allow that resurrection power. Realize what he's done. Let old things die. Take it to the grave. and leave it there. Quit allowing the enemy to resurface it. You quit allowing yourself to re-dig stuff up because we're such creatures of familiarity. We love things that are familiar to us. Some of us have created personalities and created our own following off of what people have done and did to us. When today is a new day, you do know that on resurrection it is a new day. Behold, all things pass away. All things become new. When you are resurrected, what I say about that word, you're renewed. Old things are passed away. And this should not be just a temporary thing, but it needs to be a permanent thing. That means you got to, within everything within you, you got to fight mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, battling the spiritual atmosphere daily, telling you it will happen, telling you it will never be, telling you God made a mistake, people around you with negativity. You got to fight every day. You can't allow life to beat you down. You can't allow the spiritual world, the spiritual realm to be down. You got to recognize who you are. You got to recognize who you are and what your purpose is in the kingdom. I hope I encouraged you on tonight. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you and I praise your name, giving your name all glory and honor. Father, we thank you for your resurrection power. We thank you for the renewing. Lord, even now, I ask that you would just begin to reveal yourself to us on tonight. Father, help us to recognize when we begin to speak to you and say, what are those things that we have refused to let die? Help us to be honest with you, and then as you begin to reveal it to us, God, help us to nail it to the cross and bury it in the name of Jesus. And then, God, as we begin to give your name praise, glory, and honor, on that third day, as you got up, we too shall get a walking forth with all power in our hands. Father, I'm asking now that we will not turn back. Close the door, shut the blinds, lock the doors, whatever, throw away the key so that we can no longer return back to the former things. Give us the power to begin to fight the spiritual battle in the earth realm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are not saved to my heart and my life, forgive me for all sin. Wash me. Cleanse me in your blood. Make me whole. I live for you. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. We here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are praying for you that you will be led spiritually to a Bible-believing and teaching church that is going to train you, perfect you, mature you into the things of God, that you will find your place and that you will become a kingdom, your kingdom assignment in the earth. Amen. Listen, go to my website, www.ptkr.org. Let us know how this ministry is blessing your life. And even, again, pray about becoming a blessing, financial blessing to this ministry. I'm Prophetess McQueen. Join me again next week at 7 p.m. on Thursday for another episode of Prophetic Atmosphere. Be blessed in the Lord and have a wonderful evening.